on the side, and they said, "My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives, even if his mind fail, be considerate." This is a witch trial, and it could be that witches had dementia, which is more visible then, women were more visible because women tended to outlive men. King Lear, this is interesting, because Brian Annesley, who was supposedly the integration around King Lear, was described as having distemperature of mind and memory. Jonathan Swift, who wrote Gulliver's Travels, was one of the first, he was one of the first historic examples of someone with senile dementia, and he was described as having senile decay. But it wasn't until the arrival of the institutions, that's the asylums and the workhouses, that doctors were able to group patients together and actually spot classifications of illnesses. And this is James Cowles Pritchard. He's the one who described senile dementia for the first time in 1835, and that's the entry of the Oxford English Dictionary that we talked about. And he, for the first time, described the stages of dementia, which is what we still talk about today. So mild, moderate, severe. And Emil Kraepelin, he was outside of the cross. You can see he's wearing a white coat. He wanted to put causes of diseases down to biological causes. And this is Alvar Alzheimer. This is Bethel Fennec at the top. And Alvar Alzheimer's first patient, August Dieter at the bottom. And Richard Swift, a patient in New York, was seen on dementia. Now, the mistake that Alzheimer and Franklin made is that they said Alzheimer's disease was a pre-senile dementia. And you can see that August Dieter has black hair, no brain hair. Is that why she was picked? So we went into the dementia dark ages in the 20th century, where dementia went undiagnosed, and untreated, uninvestigated for most all the people. So you can see the books and share there, and people being misread. But it transformed in the 70s.